Le'ilu nishmas rav kleinemish kalman ben rav elimelech. Shkolim perik gimel mishna aleph. B'shloisha prakim b'shana termin es ha'lishka. 3 times of the year, they used to take out money from the lishka. The lishka was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, as we've mentioned, the trumas ha'lishka. And it was taken from there and put into, the Rav explains, 3 chests. Each chest had the volume of 3 sa'im, and they would use these to buy their karbanos. Now, each time of the year, they would empty all 3 of the chests to buy, but the reason that they spread it out in time is because not everybody was able to bring their maksas ha'shekel at the same time. People are further away. Nevertheless, each time that they would do it, they would have about 9 sa'as in total. There were 3 chests of 9 sa'as, and we're going to see soon that they did it in the order of the maksas ha'shekels that were given first. So the Mishnah continues. What's the first time? The price of Pesach. Price is like a prusa, like half of the time till Pesach, which basically means half of the month, which is 15 days before Pesach. And this we're going to soon see is Rabbi Akiva. And the reason he didn't just say the last day of Adar is because that he held that Adar sometimes is Mali, sometimes is Chaser. It's going to depend on the day of Adar. Sometimes it's going to be different. So he always said that it's always 15 days before Pesach. B'Praisa Tzeres, also 15 days before Shavuos. And the last one, B'Praisa Chag, and 15 days before Sukkot. What it means, the Tfar Sol explains, is it's the day right after Rosh Hashanah, immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Vehein gronos l'maiser behema, divrei Rabbi Akiva. And these dates are also happen to be the same dates that they are koveya, that people should take off maiser behema. They should set aside the 10th animal as maiser behema. Maiser behema is the 10th animal that's born during that year. There's a mitzvah to give it over as maiser behema. Maiser behema, one can basically eat the whole animal. And the reason that Chazal said that one should take off maiser behema, according to Rabbi Akiva, at this time was because it would encourage animals to be available for the Olei Regalim. Because if they didn't do this, really, Mikra Din, Taisi Santa brings Rashi, that one is allowed to eat any animal before he declares any of them maiser. It's not like tvua, grain, that it's tevel. Animals are different. And people, like the Rav explains, want to do a mitzvah, and there's no loss doing this mitzvah. It's just that they would do when it's convenient for them. And what would happen is that they would eventually, since they wanted to do the mitzvah, they wouldn't sell their animals because they want to take off maisers on their animals. So what Chazal did was they encouraged that they would take off maisers right at the time where people would need to buy. So it would encourage them to sell and also people to buy. And that's why these times specifically, l'chatchila, are times that people should take off maiser behema, because that's when people are getting ready and going up L'Oyle Regel, 15 days before these Yom Tovim. Benazai Omer Be'esim V'tisha Ba'adar. Benazai disagrees with Rabbi Akiva Legabe whether or not Chodesh Adar can be Mali and Chaser. Benazai held it's always Chaser, and that's why he said it's the 29th. He didn't just say 15 days before, but really in principle they held, as far as the 15 days, it's the same thing. Uve Echad B'Sivan. He also held that by Shavuos, one should do it on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And the Gemara explains that the reason by Shavuos it was closer to the Yom Tov is because at this time of the year there would be less animals being born, and if you gave too much of a time, people would eat all these animals. So that's why they made it closer to Yom Tov. Uve'esrim v'tisha ba'av. And also, for the last one, they would do it on the 29th of Av. They would not do it in Tishrei, like Rabbi Akiva said, because according to Benazai, he was mesupik minatayra, how the year is koveya meiser. Really, minatayra, the year is koveya meiser. And he was mesupik whether or not it's Elul or it's Tishrei. Therefore, you did it in Av. Because if you would do it afterwards and you try to include other animals together with this one, because you would take the 10th animal, some of the animals would be from a previous year, and you can't do that. So that's why he did it specifically at this time, to make sure that you got all the previous animals as well. Because after Av, once Elul starts, it could possibly be a new year. Legabi Maestris of Behemoth. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim Be'echad B'Nisan, the first of Nisan, which is 15 days before Pesach. Because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon both held, like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, that we would darshan not 30 days before Pesach, but rather 15 days before Pesach. And it goes by when you're preparing for the Yom Tovim, and it's 15 days before. Because they would darshan in halachas 15 days before. Therefore, it's the first of Nisan, be'echad b'sivan. And also, when it comes to Shavuos, the preparation happens on the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, be'esim v'tisha be'elul. And the lastly, it would be for Sukkot, the 29th of Elul. Mipnei ma amru be'esim v'tisha v'loy amru be'echad b'tishrei. So how come it's the 29th? Shouldn't it just be 15 days, which is the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah? Mipnei shehu yontif, because it's yontif. Yevshal ha'asav yontif, you can't take off maisus on yontif. Lefikach hikdimu le'esim v'tisha be'el. That's why they made it even earlier, that it should be the 29th of Elul, but not like Rabbi Akiva said, which would be right after Rosh Hashanah. It should be actually be before Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon.